The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, are you ready for a hack?
When it comes to you, I'm always ready for a hack. So let's get hacking.
I leave it to you. What is happening in Israel?
Well, like everybody around the world, we are watching the events in Washington, D.C., and certainly last night, with utter shock as some of the images started to come in. And earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a joint press conference with Steve Mnuchin, he's the U.S. Treasury Secretary, they addressed the media. Mnuchin's in the country to meet with the Prime Minister and with the government. We don't have details on that meeting yet, but they both weighed in on the events taking place in the capital, Washington, D.C. last night, and in particular, the Capitol building, and Prime Minister Netanyahu saying American democracy has been a source of inspiration, but violent riots are the opposite of Israeli and American values. He went on to call the rampage disgraceful. We've also heard from our defense minister, Benny Gantz, as well as the leader of the opposition, Yair Lapid, also saying they're shocked and concerned at what is going on and hope for calm to prevail. Earlier today, President Rivlin also said, gave his opinion, also appealing for calm, appealing for the end of riots, saying, you know, that he wishes the incoming president, President Joe Biden, everything of the best. We look forward to carrying on our two countries' long-standing bilateral relationship, a relationship that is very strong. But I think the man that we all are watching with great interest, well, two of the men we're watching with great interest, is one is President Trump, will Congress and will his cabinet invoke the 25th Amendment. They are in the process of meeting on that as we speak. And the man I think everybody feels very, very sorry for is Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Pence, who has confirmed Joe Biden's victory, and a lot of war of words we're hearing leaking out. President Trump, of course, blaming Mike Pence for the situation that is going on. And just a couple of minutes ago, the U.S. media reporting two more Trump administration officials have announced their resignation. That is John Costello, the Commerce Department's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Intelligence and Security, and Ryan Tully, the Senior Director for European and Russian Affairs at the National Security Council. And this follows the news that right now, as we speak, the cabinet are meeting whether or not to invoke the 25th Amendment. Trump administration official Mulvaney also quit earlier today. That is the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney. He has resigned his post as special envoy to Northern Ireland, saying, "I cannot do it. I cannot stay." Also, Melania Trump's Stephanie Grisham also resigning earlier today. So, yeah, very, very unbelievable term of events. But what does the 25th Amendment mean, you ask? The 25th Amendment allows for the president's removal by the vice president and cabinet if he is judged unable to discharge the powers and the duties of his office. And should this happen, which is quite likely, the powers will go to Vice President Mike Pence to step in as president until such time as Joe Biden is sworn in. It's absolutely unbelievable what we are witnessing.
It's beyond strange. He is the master of his own demise. He could have gone out on a high, considering some of the achievements, especially in regards to the Middle East peace plans. But he decided to have one last ditch, and I think he was gloating at what he saw, and to engineer an attack on the Capitol. And the attack was engineered to go after Republicans that he saw as not supporting him. He was very clear in his speech to those crowds before they marched onto the Capitol, where he said, don't worry about the Democrats. There's no hope for them. There are a few Republicans that stand for us. You need to address this with those Republicans that aren't standing for us. And he's become a very divisive figure in the party that brought him to power. But you know what? Enough about Trump. Let's find out more about what's happening in Israel. Give us a little bit of an update regarding the vaccines and the lockdown situation.
Well, today, in fact, just a couple of hours ago, we received 120 units of the Moderna vaccine. Very, very exciting to start receiving shipments of this as well. If you have been following the Vaccination Nation or Israel's vaccine rollout from the beginning, you will know that Israel, along with developing our own, which is going through its own bureaucratic process, Israel put in bids to buy up the available vaccines. We have bought the AstraZeneca Oxford, we have bought the Moderna, and we've bought the Pfizer. Can't say if whether or not we bought the Russian Sputnik, but those are the three, along with our own, that we have in the process of going through its own trials and bureaucracy. So we slowed down vaccinations yesterday. Only 91,000 people were vaccinated. We are starting to slow down so that those who were vaccinated with the first round of Pfizer will now be in place to receive their second dose of that. But as we speak, Israelis are frantically preparing for what is going to be a much tougher lockdown starting at around about 5 p.m. Tomorrow, perhaps even earlier, because, you know, it is Shabbat. Shabbat comes in at about 4:30, around about that time. Some frantic trips to the supermarkets today because supermarkets will be closing from 7 p.m. tomorrow. At least 5,000 policemen have already been deployed around the country to make sure that people obey the lockdown laws. I know there was a lot of controversy over a Hasidic wedding held in Bnei Brak just a couple of days ago where police attended and kind of joined in the festivities. Those police officers have been suspended by Israel's police chief. And yes, we are headed to a much tougher lockdown for 10 days. And the Prime Minister has said that he hopes this very, very tough lockdown, which will stem the surge of the British variant. The Army Radio reporting earlier today, there are no cases of the South African variant of the COVID-19 virus in Israel as of yet. But we're hoping this, coupled with the aggressive vaccination rollout, will help get us in the clear with COVID for once and for all.
And Rolene, in closing, everybody's been anticipating some or other strike back from Iran regarding the anniversary of the assassination of one of their top generals last year. I believe that there's intelligence that suggests it may come from the south in Yemen.
Well, this is it. We know that Iran might not act themselves. They may act through their proxies. So what the IDF have done, they've bolstered the air defense batteries, including Patriot missile defense batteries and the Iron Domes. I mean, listen to me, Chad. I sound like I'm a military person. Can you believe it? But this is what we've done around Eilat, and this is around intelligence and concerns that Iranian-backed Houthi rebels might try and attack Israel on their behalf. This is in or would be a reprisal in response to the assassination of Qasem Soleimani. He was a general with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that was assassinated allegedly by Israel. Israel, as is our policy, does not confirm nor deny these kind of missions, and we're bracing ourselves for any possible reprisal. Having said that, we haven't ruled out that it could come in the form of an attack on any installations that we may have around the world. So, of course, security has been bolstered there.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Israel. I hope we get to chat again one of the days, and I'm sure we'll make time to chat on Confidential Brief, which broadcasts on Monday, also on Chai FM. But we won't be chatting again for a while on the show, but Simon is back in the hot seat this coming Monday.
Do you mean we won't be having a hack?
No more hacks for a while.
Thank you, Chad. You've been outstanding.
Thank you, Rolene. It's always been a pleasure chatting to you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.